Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
When I was in my 20s, I had a full set of Dixie Stampede cowboy boot mugs, like for everyday use. Dip cups.
9.
One time at a party, a dude told me I had rock and roll in my blood. I hope it plays Eruption by Van Halen if you cut me open.
Paige. Don't lie to me. I hate that more than anything. And Fat Boy.
I'm going to make you eat those words, and I'm going to write them on my ass.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
Uh-oh. In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. That his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. Thank you kindly. All right. This one here is a pickup off of something we talked about last week coming on off of vacation.
Yes.
And we were talking about Amazon. Generally speaking, in the course of your day, you will talk about Amazon, you will talk about Netflix, and either Disney or Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You will talk about one of those three things or four things throughout the course of it. It just comes up. And I made the joke, just the point the other day when Fat Boy was doing sports, that it was about the arena. What's the arena that just got built and the city had to pay for it and the guy?
Oh, it was in Calgary. We talk about where they had to take away public funds?
No, the one that I said looked like a bank. Was that the one?
That was the one in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
It used to look like a bank, yeah.
Where the Bucks play.
Yeah.
I made the point that I said, eventually, I would not be shocked if Amazon doesn't own a sports team in America.
Maybe,
because they're taking over.
Yeah, I mean, the Braves are a corporation. They're owned by Liberty Media, so yeah.
So eventually, you will see the little, what's supposed to look like a smiley face, mm-hmm. their logo, but is really a devil's tail. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. So I started digging into the whole thing about, like, Amazon as an entity. Like,
yeah.
The way it started, everybody knows the big divorce, you know, the wife still was left with, like, $80 billion.
Yeah.
Here's a thing, to me, is staggering. I don't know. Now that I think about it, it's not so surprising, but listen to this number. 44% of all online retail comes from Amazon.com.
That's crazy.
44% of all online purchases come from Amazon.com.
Market share, man. Whoa.
That's use it a lot.
We all do.
Yeah. I mean, I buy from them
all the time.
I know. Yeah.
I get flabbergasted sometimes when I go look at something and it says, order within 3 hours and 18 minutes and can be there tomorrow. And I'm like, golly bum.
Yeah. I do shop around, though, and look, sometimes, like, well, hell, usually the dog food I get $1 cheaper at PetSmart, and, you know, don't have to get it shipped to you, because I feel weird making the lady who delivers the mail tote around boxes of dog food.
Well, that's awful nice of you.
Especially if it's cheaper at the store. There's one right there.
Yeah.
And sometimes Walmart has stuff cheaper, so I'll note that, and I'll go get it there.
You may remember back when, like, Prime really took off. They had worked out a deal with the United States Postal Service shipping such high volume, they would have a lower fee, in lieu of what most would pay.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was that deal went back. So now, of course, you see the Prime trucks in your neighborhood every day.
Yeah. I mean, the mail don't hardly handle them anymore. A little package here or there, but primarily it's those Prime trucks and UPS for me.
Okay. So Amazon now, over the past 18 months, has taken over 30% of what we would call the trucking industry in America.
Okay.
The trucking, not just the small truck. I'm talking about the big trucks.
Yeah,
they got their own trucks now.
Yeah.
So far in 2019, they've been granted 800 new patents and trademarks.
All kind of like what? Just stuff related to cloud
computing. Because they're taking over. They own Whole Foods now. Yeah. I mean, most people know that. They bought Ring, the doorbell, the video doorbell with the surveillance and all that. They own that now. They own – there's a bunch of clothing companies that they own. They own Zappos, the big shoe company that, you know.
Yeah. One I found out about recently was the IMDb. That's their thing.
Wow.
Internet Movie Database is one of theirs.
Swear to God, I didn't have that on my list.
I read that recently that they own that, yeah. Yeah, this is why if you look at a movie, it tells you if you
Amazon Prime.
It'll give you a link to buy it or watch it on Prime.
And it won't put Netflix on it. I noticed that yesterday when I was looking for a movie. It won't. Okay, this one here is crazy. They also own PillPack.
Yeah.
The one where you ship them your medicine and they'll put it in individual packs for you. It's for older people, so you get all your – they own that. I didn't know that they owned Twitch.
I was just going to say that one. That's huge, and it's blowing up more and more. That's a huge thing to have.
Twitch?
Yes.
Huge asset.
The video gaming platform, I guess, is the best way to call that. They own Audible, the books that you know they'll read to you or whatever.
Yeah.
And then this one here is even more insane to me. They wanted to start, you know, they have their own credit card that you can have now, and they were dealing with Charles Schwab and Ally Invest.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They also didn't work out a deal this time. So Amazon is launching their own bank.
Okay.
Amazon's launching their own bank.
Yeah. Okay. Man, all the stuff they do with AI and the cloud computing and defense contracts and robotics and stuff, that's something I don't really know anything about.
10% of Amazon's income comes from basically what you described, declassified government ops.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
I mean, a lot of it is like
surveillance.
Pentagon cloud stuff, too.
Got to be surveillance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the answer to that, but when – I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it from a whole, like, 1984 kind of aspect, kind of way of – like, I just feel like in the future – everything, you know how the, okay, here's a great example. You know how when they show in the future everybody's wearing the silver suits or the white suits, everybody looks the same? I think that's because they're trying to say that eventually there won't be but one option for everything.
Yeah, you might be right. That's the thing.
And the one option is going to be Amazon.
And why don't all these guys like Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos always want to look like Lex Luthor?
I don't know. The biggest purchase they made was for Whole Foods. $13.7 billion in cash, and then they bought Ring Doorbell for $1.8 billion. And I remember that was on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder why I see the Ring all over the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see them all, whenever you go, they're advertising, hey, buy a Ring Doorbell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no facet of everyday commerce in America that they don't, if the people they used to do deals with, they bought them.
Yeah.
Like, they bought them. They bought into the trucking industry, which all that means is, okay, yeah, people are keeping their jobs because somebody's pointing out, well, it's not like Americans are losing jobs as a result of that. But then what happens is if everybody – look at it this way. If everybody works for the same company, essentially, because they own everything, then all your power's gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's over and done with. And when – dude, when you look at this list, a lot of these names you'll recognize, some you won't, but then when you – look into what those companies do, the technology, the surveillance stuff, and then this 18% or 20%, depending on who you trust online, says that the income comes from declassified government ops. What does that mean? And then don't even think about it. Don't even talk about Alexa yet. I mean, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's blowing up bigger and bigger.
It's unnerving, right?
I got to tell her, stop recording. If I ask her what the weather is, and she'll say, have a good day. I'll say, stop recording.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that works or not, but it makes you feel better that you tell her to stop.
I don't have one, man.
Like,
for no reason. I haven't seen the need for one.
Here's my question is that I remember a time, I guess it was after Sam Walton died, when kind of the whole, you know, small town America Walmart thing kind of went away.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody they went corporate and they started having – Walmart had their own bank and Walmart would have their own pharmacy and then car service and all this stuff. And then suddenly you noticed Americans were like, wow, now I don't want to do everything at Walmart. You're trying to take over.
Yep.
And you noticed a little bit of a pullback from that. But we're so accepting of Amazon because it's so easy.
Yeah.
So convenient. You're a fool not to, right? And that's what it's going to come to. And it's not – there's not a point right now. Some people are texting in now, somebody will take over Amazon. Who's that?
Nobody, I don't think, can take over Amazon. Amazon can take over. I mean, it's kind of slippery slope at some point. But
not when a fifth of their business is coming from a declassified government ops.
No.
Whatever
and
that is.
That percentage will grow too, man. I mean, they're going to make more and more money off their government contracts for things like AI, robotics, especially – In particular, cloud computing.
They own a robotics company, Amazon does.
Like, it's worse than a monopoly.
Well, it's exactly a
monopoly. I mean, that's...
I mean, it's like not just one industry. It's branching out in everything.
Yeah.
It's exactly
monopoly of the game. You own everything on the board.
Yeah.
If you look at what really made all that possible, it was Prime.
They blew up after Prime. Man.
Amazon Prime, not the video streaming service per se, but the availability of... free. Like when I go on Amazon to make a purchase, I click the tab top free.
Yeah.
Or Prime rather.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. And if I order in 3 minutes and 13 seconds, I'll be able to get it here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So when are they going to own the post office?
No. What do you need the post office for if everything you're ordering is from Amazon?
It's going to go straight for them.
I mean, who sends letters and birthday cards anymore? It's email. It's text.
Bill collectors.
They'll have their. Do they? They may already have their own cell phone service. Who knows? Who owns Mint? It might be Amazon. $20 a month, my ass.
The thing is, anytime you do something on the tech side, man,
yeah.
You're going to get bought up by one of the giants. I mean, if it starts to take off, and then you just, all right, I got my money. I'm just going to go chill or try to work on something else and sell it off again. Used to be that these, you know, you built something and you wanted to manage it and you wanted to maintain it.
Yeah.
But then they come and offer you billions of dollars for it. Okay, good.
That's
I'll try something else now.
I read Mark Cuban's was like a couple years ago, but he said the goal now in American commerce is to build a company, get it thriving, and then sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like you said, the pride of ownership's gone. You want to get out early and retire.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I'm totally cool with that. Kindles, yeah, that's where the whole Audible thing. Somebody texted in about Kindles and Echoes and all that stuff. Because Alexa's Google. That's Echo, right?
Yeah.
Alexa's Google.
I don't know what Google, what their voice is. I know they have separate boxes.
Yeah. Well, Alexa's Amazon, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Alexa's Amazon. Are you talking about Google's version of Alexa?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it called?
The Google, it's Google Home.
Google Home, yeah. I don't know if it has a name, though.
Okay.
You just call it Google. Google, yeah.
It's just Google.
Yeah.
I think their voice is Southern. It's like, what do you want, man?
On Google.
What you doing, man? Come here.
You don't know. It's going to be hot, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, man. About 90.
With some shorts on, bro.
Yeah. They're looking... pulling them off your leg all day, man.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Well, I'm not saying I don't believe in it, but I don't want to give any attention to that stuff because you know how Nine and I feel about psychics.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm watching her, you know, she got that big old helmet hair. And the other day, she was sitting there, and all of a sudden, one of her fingernails flew off.
I
saw it, and it flew off. And one of the guys was there. He started laughing. He said, "My dad brother told me he was going to get one of your fingernails."
Maybe she lost it in the divorce.
You see it fly off her hand, and I'm like, I don't know how they did that. Chris Angel's probably behind the camera instructing her how to do this. She was levitating, I think.
I've never seen that show. What I've seen of it, just it seems so damn dumb.
But it's so soft. Like, it's like Oprah, you know, it's, oh, you know, she's talking like this. And but, you know, when you see like I want to see like screaming.
Psychics
like, I want to see away. Like, I want to see like a good exorcism or something.
Well,
like,
psychics are going away. Exorcism's coming back.
Well, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think psychics now, people finally kind of not see through, but I think there's some out there that are for sure connected. Matter of fact, again, we met one.
Mm-hmm.
Who was for sure connected to the other side.
And
whatever.
Evil.
And evil is blamed.
Evil as hell.
Dude, I'll tell you something. You give me about a year, and we'll break that down like a shotgun on the air.
Sure.
I'll tell you that story.
Yeah.
Give me about a year.
Give us a year. We'll tell you the whole thing, all the details.
My therapist says I need a year to talk about it with her before I talk about it publicly. 1 year's worth of therapy.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
What about exorcisms, though?
They're coming back. Like, psychics, it's been a bunch of psychics for the last few years. Because, it was ghost hunters, and then it was mediums and psychics, and now exorcism's coming back in a huge way. Like, the Catholic Church right now, or recently, or sometime soon, is training, like, 250 new exorcists.
But why? I mean, did they charge for it?
They say there's a rise in demonic possession.
I believe that.
And I imagine they charge for everything. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
They make money. They make a lot of money somehow.
Yeah, but I thought society agreed, not necessarily me, but I thought society agreed that, those who were afflicted and were thought to be possessed were really just having a mental breakdown, various types of, split personalities, different kinds of, it's mental illness. I thought that, but now, so the church is now, the Catholic Church is now saying, exorcisms, they're needed. They're at an all-time high for the need, the want, the desire.
Well, I would say with well over 99% of all mental illness undiagnosed and untreated in America, we still ain't got it wrapped around
that.
You
ain't kidding.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. I think upwards of 99% of mental illness in America is undiagnosed and untreated.
Yeah.
So we still have no grasp of mental illness. So naturally, we're still doing a bunch of exorcisms. Like, apparently more and more all the time. The Catholic Church has... Apparently, they at least have 10 exorcists in the United States at all times. Hmm. But there are more on the way, and they're not the only ones.
What do they do when they're not exorcising?
They're priests.
They're exorcising. What are they doing? Are they exorcising?
They're exorcising when they're not exorcising.
Exor.
They work out when they're not working out demons.
I don't like doing either one.
They're probably going to the hospital to bless people, regardless of whatever the symptom is with the demon.
Yeah, they're doing. They're priests, but they're trained to do exorcism, so they're still priests.
Yeah, but I thought back when all those like Exorcism of Emily Rose movies and all these different, I thought the church came forward and said, that's archaic ways of thinking. We don't do that anymore.
Apparently not. They're training them. I mean, they might have said it then, but now they've walked that back because they're training a bunch of new ones. And
they'll walk it back.
Well, there's this other thing I find quite interesting about the number of... There's at least 500 or 600 evangelical exorcism ministries in operation today.
God,
that's a conservative estimate. So there might be two or three times
worldwide,
as many.
Worldwide, though, right?
Yeah.
But still.
There could be upwards of 2,000 exorcism ministries operating all over the world, including a bunch, obviously, in the United States, but... I've never known anybody who ever said to me, I was possessed. I've been demon. My daddy said he used to get a demon in him, but it was brown liquor.
Yeah.
It was a demon deacon. It was Christian Leitner.
Yeah, a demon by the name of Jack or Jim.
If you please.
Yeah, and that's if he had money.
Wow. Yeah, is there a fee for, like, in other words, let's say, Paige, are you Catholic?
I am baptized Catholic.
Okay.
But I practice Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw any thought to that? Not thought, but any validation to that?
Yes.
You do?
I do, because the criteria for them to perform an exorcism is that these people have sought medical help, and they don't know what's wrong with these people.
Oh.
So then it's escalated to... So, a priest that can, whatever is wrong, the ailment of this person.
The church is saying seek medical attention first, and if that they can't figure it out, then call us?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to go to doctors and stuff and see if you have some kind of medical problem.
That I am okay with.
But
there's a lot of stuff doctors can't figure out still.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Look at me.
I know.
But the director who did the first Exorcist movie, he filmed another thing. And this is kind of like a documentary.
Oh, yeah, the one about the exorcism. Yeah, this is part of what's bringing him back, definitely.
Yeah,
William Friedkin,
or whatever his name is.
No, he has a documentary about an exorcist coming out, like a documentary of an exorcism.
The guy that was the...
director?
The director of.
Yeah.
But don't you think if he's a Hollywood director, then it's more Hollywood?
I mean, I don't believe any of these documentaries. They're all just garbage crap anyway.
Insane. Mm-hmm.
All of them are, really. Yeah. They all are just not well done.
And you can't tell mockumentary from documentary now sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. The only guy who really puts in the 10 years required on a documentary project to do it right is Ken Burns.
Ken Burns.
Nobody else does it right. They're
Ken
just pushing
Burns
an
baseball,
agenda,
man.
Trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
But no, there's what about a Skype exorcism? What do you think about that? Like, if I could, if you could.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. And there's a guy in Arizona who does them for $95 an hour.
Oh, man.
So $95 an hour, he will exercise your demons via Skype or FaceTime for you.
But I went through the stages of what you have to do to determine that this person needs to be exercised.
Yeah.
Is you have to determine what kind of demon it is inside a person's body. And, you know, Skyping may be a little difficult.
Now, demon is always negative, correct?
I think so, yeah.
So.
Should be.
Yeah, but why can't, like, you know, positive influences possess you? Like, you can only be possessed by evil?
Well, I don't think good would possess you.
Ah,
good would not look to possess a person.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, then it would
not interested, guys.
And you wouldn't have those demonic voices coming from a person that you can't explain why this person is.
That's true. You've never seen an exorcism where they're like, speak to me. Oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you, priest? I like your collar. That's nice. Yeah. They're always like...
Right. Where is this coming from?
When people start speaking those ancient languages and we think they're
right.
possessed...
Latin. That's the one that gets me. When they're speaking Latin and people haven't spoke that in a couple hundred years or, hell, I don't know how long.
What about when some dude from Oregon gets hit in the head and starts speaking fluent French, never knew a word of it in his life? That happens, too. And we don't think that dude's possessed. We think he got hit in the head and something happened. But I think that's an argument for reincarnation, if anything, if you can start speaking languages you've never heard before.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty odd.
Because it's in there from something. And how do you have French or Latin or Aramaic in your mind unless you've spoken it at some point?
Boy, that opens up a can of worms, too.
I know, dude.
Talking about that.
Now, how do you know a language you've never heard?
How can that?
How could you know French if you aren't from there and never heard it?
That's the one right there. That's the one that always gets me. I saw one probably in the early 2000s. It couldn't have been the same one. It was it was almost, I think, in a Muslim country, and the guy started speaking Latin. And, you know, guy was in his 20s, and he was like Middle East somewhere, start speaking Latin, which has been more than a couple hundred years, since they spoke. But explain that. You cannot. It cannot be explained. But what is it? Nobody can explain that.
And also the superhuman strength, because a woman normally can't throw a priest across a room.
I think that can be explained by adrenaline.
It could be. Could be.
But, you know, what do I know?
And then whatever. What kind of electrical activity? Or, you know.
And him selling it, too.
Kind of electromagnetic disturbances. You know, what all's going on all over the place in that situation?
Vibrations you got to think about going on. Sound waves.
What's the sun have to do with it, even?
Levitation.
Do you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Jimmy, did I forward you the... the email that I got?
I think so.
Can you forward it back to me?
Yeah, I'll forward it right back.
I've looked in my sent folder and can't find it to you. I got it. I got you.
Well, I just sent it.
Okay, well, I got it again. I got it twice now. Boyd, listen to this right here. I told Nina, I said, boy, I read through this, and what a mess, but who can help out with this? Ooh. The freaking P1s, man. Mm-hmm. They will know. So, listen to this. Okay, dear Rise Guys, first off, love the show, but like everybody else, I only come to you when I need something.
Thank you.
Here goes. I work 50-plus hours a week in order to provide a life that allows my wife to stay at home with our one-year-old. She's a wonderful mom and wife, but things aren't really panning out the way I imagined they would with her being a stay-at-home mom. I'm writing to see if I'm being a jerk or if she's just slacking off in some ways. When I come home from work, she's often sitting on the couch scrolling through Facebook with mounds of laundry piled up next to her just waiting to be folded. Dinner ain't even thought about until I mention it. And the whole house, well, it's just a mess. When I come home from working a long day, I expect to be able to relax and put my feet up, but I can't because the ottoman's covered in clothes. I always figured having her home as a stay-at-home mom that she'd care for our child and our home. Now, our child, well cared for. No complaints there. But our home, well, that's another story. Help me out here. This is my first marriage. Am I out of line? Mm-hmm. This is out of line. And, of course, that's anonymous.
Man, being a stay-at-home mom seems to me like a tough gig. It really does, in the sense that you don't get properly stimulated throughout the day.
No.
You're there by yourself. with a child usually. There ain't a lot of like grown up adult stimulation. It's on you to stimulate the child, but there's no one stimulating you in the same way.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like a tough gig. Plus, with our jobs, when I get home from work, I look to try to kick in around the house.
Because
honestly, in a typical day, just around the house, we don't even have kids. My wife does way more work there than I do here.
Well, sure. But the thing to remember here is that, like, if the kid was at school or in school or even at a mother's morning out kind of thing or whatever, you might have a leg to stand on. A one-year-old child is, man... I mean, I don't imagine there's a whole lot of time.
No.
I mean,
probably
I don't.
Not.
And think about it. If you dealt with it all day and finally, the child conks out and takes a nap, what are you going to do? I'd sit there and take a breath of relief and chill for a second. Go take it. Well, whatever. But I wouldn't say, all right, it's time to do the laundry.
Yeah. I mean, then I got to think, how long does it take to start some laundry? I mean, I'm not saying that towards her. I'm saying that towards him. If you really want to kick your feet up, go throw it in the washer.
Right.
It don't take but a minute to start laundry.
But he, his whole argument, he's not saying this, but his whole argument is, well, it's the, it's kind of the deal. But it's not. It's like he says, I assumed. And you know what happens when you do that? It makes you a butthole.
You were both going into something relatively unknown together where you're going to go back to work, which you know that.
Right.
And she's going to stay at home. But her staying home is the unknown, and that isn't always as easy as it seems like it will be before you decide to do it.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think that's the paradise everybody thinks either.
No.
Like, I've known, over the course of my life, I've known two people that wanted to be stay at home. One of them was a guy. One of them was a mom. He was a guy. His wife was a doctor. Blah blah blah. Turns out they were like, "This sucks."
Yes.
I cannot stand just staying at home all day or just being the person in charge of the house.
And even when they get a little older, it's so hard because you're chasing after them. You're keeping them from falling it, and you're keeping them from getting into things, and you're trying to potty train, and so. I mean, there just needs to be some kind of agreement between the two of them, and when can you do that? Or maybe if he wants that done, he can watch the kid while she does that, or help.
There's got to be some kind of new agreement, I guess. But another thing to remember for her in this is she doesn't get to leave and go to work. You get to leave and you go to work, and then when you leave work, where do you go? You go home.
Yep.
In her situation, home becomes work.
Mm-hmm.
So how does she know when work is over? It literally never, psychologically speaking, work never ends for her in that position of being a stay-at-home mom.
She should get to go hang out when he gets home from work.
Yeah, I mean, psychologically speaking, like, where's the line drawn? Because when his day is done, when his hours are up, shift is up, whatever happens, he gets in the car to go home. Well, psychologically, that's a change. For her, she doesn't get that. So it's just a mind blank for her.
Yeah, there's no break, lunch hours, or sick days.
And then, God, I'm going to sound like I'm some kind of female sympathizer here, but listen to this. Just hit me like a ton of bricks. When you go on vacation, geez, there we are. It's like playing home, but on the road. Dad, I mean, come on, man. I admit it.
Yeah.
Dad's not the one packing everybody's laundry and making sure all the... Oh, God.
Got to have chargers for all this crap we don't need to take with us.
Sure, we have to take pictures and video everything, but she's got to do all the getting together and making sure oh, boy.
Yeah, it's always the thing. Dad's got to drive there and walk around with a camera for 4 or 5 days. But meanwhile, no, mom's responsible for making sure we don't lose nobody. Everybody gets there. Everybody gets home. Everybody has something to eat, and everybody don't stink.
Everybody has underwear. Yeah.
Salute to mamas.
A lot falls on mom. I mean, it's a hard gig. The older I get, the more I see how hard it is to be a stay-at-home mom and how much I'd rather go to work.
Well, the thing, too, is, he's obviously concerned because he said it several times in the email that he doesn't want to come off, or am I coming off as a jerk or blah, blah, blah. No, because you, for lack of a better term, reached out to somebody instead of just going to her with it. You know, at least a real jerk would just not care about what any or care if they're looking like a jerk. They would just say it.
Yeah.
So now you ain't being a jerk.
And he did see the attempts of doing stuff where maybe she started folding the clothes and then she had to go get the child and then that's where it ended up on the table. And, it's just like projects that are started and not finished because of taking care of children.
Yeah.
No, where he says that she's browsing Facebook, scrolling Facebook when he gets home. Well, that's where I think, you know, that's where it looks like, well, is she depressed or something? Obviously, she's not feeling the best then.
Yeah.
If he says she's not taking care of the house, but she's, you know, just kind of sitting on the couch scrolling Facebook.
Yeah.
At that point, it seems like she's sad.
Yeah.
What? Because when you scroll Facebook, you're sad. You're looking for something.
She needs
in your
a
life.
Break.
Typically, if you're sitting in a dirty house browsing the internet, you're sad.
Yeah, man.
As someone who's done it, I speak from experience. Okay, I mean that's why I know, because I've been there.
You know, that's the thing. I know I mention it all the time because I am a super fan. But on Hoarders, all those people might not have a bathroom to use.
Yes.
They may not have a actual bed, but they will have a corner with a computer.
The only two things they can access
serious.
Are
really?
The TV and the computer.
Yeah.
They are going to watch TV and they're going to be online.
It's absurd. It yeah. really is. All right, so let's talk to a Jeff, did she use the term homemaker?
Yes, she
okay.
did.
I that's kind of old fashioned, but I like it because stay at home, mom. You hear it? It's almost like a command. Stay at home, Mom. She is a homemaker. It's Tiffany in Traveler's Rest. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. So I had to call in because this is actually right up my alley. I do think that people think that, you know, stay at home moms, homemakers, housewives, whatever you want to call it. I'm 28. But I was raised by my grandparents, so I'm very old-fashioned. I think that people think that, you know, they have it easy, and they really don't.
Hell no.
Not at all. But I love it. Like, I actually love it. I'm not really a stay-at-home mom. I do have a son. So, you know, that's split custody there, whatever. But and then two of my, I guess you could say, stepkids. But, and that's every other weekend, but, I mean...
There's all these caveats. I
mean, you know, you got to keep your man happy. That's all. That's what it's about, to me. I guess you can say I'm, like I said, I'm old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. Some people wouldn't be that way, but that's my thing. That at the end of the day, when he comes home from work and is happy because the house is clean... You know, food's done.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Like, that makes me happy.
Yeah, but there's a line to that, though, right? Like you said, I feel like my job is to keep my man happy. But if he said, hey, I want to bring home old girl from work tonight, and the three of us roll around, you would say no, right?
Or if he just didn't reciprocate.
Well, it depends on which girl we're talking about.
Yeah, see, that's why you ask a loaded question. What if he just didn't appreciate it and didn't like it or didn't? I mean, you know, if it wasn't appreciated and he didn't try to keep you happy, you probably wouldn't be as into keeping him happy,
that's
right?
That's what I was getting ready to say next.
Yeah, because I thought Mama had to be happy.
Like, two-way street.
You got to keep me happy, too. Like, as long as you stay faithful to me and loyal, you know, and, you know, let me go and buy groceries and stuff like that and don't bitch about it, then we're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
in other words, you are okay with laundering the sheets as long as he's a freak in them, correct?
Right.
There we go.
Right.
That's good.
Tiffany,
there
thank you, ma'am. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Thank you. Who would win in a fight? Housewives versus trophy wives? Who wins?
Oh, housewives.
Housewives all day.
Yeah.
All day long.
The thing that's hard to do here is this dude's got to come home and say, he's got to not get mad about it. He's just got to, what do we need to do here? Like, this doesn't seem like it's working out for you. And mm-hmm. because it isn't working out for you, it isn't working out for any of us. So what do we need to do here for you and for us?
Yeah.
Because if it ain't working out, if she seems to be obviously having issues with this, I mean, that's the best way is to, what do we need to do? Because she doesn't want to say, hey, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I need, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to talk to somebody. She doesn't want to come and say that because it's her end of the deal and she's letting him down on her end of the deal. So he needs to come up and say, hey, I'm not going to be mad at you. I just want to do what's best for us.
Let's get to Anonymous in Greenwood. You want to get the opposite side of the coin? How about a stay-at-home dad? What's up, Anonymous?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, sir. Now, is this by choice or did you lose your job?
It was a lost job situation.
Okay, but it's working out, though, with you staying at the house and your wife is going out, you know, working
it,
in
her... It is. It's working out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, does she still, yeah. are you like, is it kind of some kind of unwritten rule that you take care of the house and she, or does she help out, or what's the deal you guys have going on?
No, it is an unwritten rule, you know, obviously to take care of the house. But what I was going to say is I totally understand where she's coming from with being on Facebook when he gets home, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's exhausting. And when you hear that, it's like kind of like getting off of first shift and second shift comes in. When you hear her hit the door, it's like, yeah. okay, now I can release for a second. Someone else is here so I can breathe. Right. So I totally understand that.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
Just one.
Okay. How old?
6 months.
Oh, boy. Every day? You got them every day?
Yeah, every day.
Not every third Thursday or something like that?
You don't have step kids twice a month?
Well, yeah, you got your hands full, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, keep doing it, man. Good luck to y'all.
Hey, thanks.
All right, see you, brother.
Just watching his kid while he's calling here. He should be on the clock.
She doesn't have to be at work till 8.
Guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.